USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Dozens of wildfires continue to burn across the western United States as above-average temperatures and widespread drought conditions continue to fuel the blazes. The largest, the Bootleg Fire in southern Oregon, has burned through more than 212,000 acres in the Fremont-Winema National Forest. Crews have only managed to bring that blaze 5% under containment and warn that the fire could continue to burn until the fall. Red flag warnings remain in effect in eastern Washington, central Oregon, and parts of Idaho and Montana. And Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed a bill that would stop public universities and schools in the state from requiring students to receive the COVID vaccine. The law bans institutions from requiring people to get a vaccine that does not have a full approval from the Food and Drug Administration. The three COVID vaccines being administered in the U.S. were approved under an emergency use authorization from the FDA. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Checkin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell testified before the House Financial Services Committee on Wednesday, saying that increases in inflation and the Consumer Price Index should only be temporary while the economy recovers from the pandemic.
Inflation has increased notably and will likely remain elevated in coming months before moderating. Inflation is being temporarily boosted by base effects as the sharp pandemic-related price increases from last spring drop out of the 12-month calculation. In addition, strong demand in sectors where production bottlenecks or other supply constraints have limited production has led to especially rapid price increases for some goods and services, which should partially reverse as the effects of the bottlenecks unwind. Prices for services that were hard hit by the pandemic have also jumped in recent months as demand for these services has surged with the reopening of the economy.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Social media services in Cuba appear to continue to be blocked following large-scale protests over the weekend in the island nation. UK-based internet traffic observer NetBlocks says the Cuban government has blocked access to Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, and WhatsApp after the sites were used to organize Sunday's unrest. Demonstrations of support have been held in Miami, with many officials on both sides of the political aisle calling on the White House to further support the protests and the Cuban people. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News that President Biden should be gathering an international coalition to force changes on the island.
And I think we ought to do everything we can to support the people, the good people of Cuba. What I find disgusting is the fact that all President Biden has done is issue a press release. That's it. I don't even know if he read the thing. President Biden needs to be on the telephone. He needs to be calling the leaders of the UK, of Canada, of New Zealand, of Australia, of India, of Japan, of South Korea, of the European Union, and saying, let's issue a joint statement supporting the people of Cuba. Let's talk about additional sanctions on the Castro government. We've got the Castro government down now. The people have us choke them to death. President Biden ought to be using all of the cyber skills that exist in the United States of America to keep that internet open in Cuba so the whole world can watch and the Cuban people can talk to each other and try to reinforce their actions.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.